Upon the return of Lewis and Clark's Corps of Discovery, President Jefferson selected General William Clark to head the U.S. military forces in the new Louisiana territories and to serve as an agent for U.S. and Native American relations. For example, Clark endeavored to secure a lucrative partnership with the Great and Little Nations of the Osage Indians. To foster and protect trade with the nations, Clark chose a piece of land he saw early on the famous Westford Expedition as the site of a new fort. In his journal, Clark states, "I had examined in the year 1804 and was delighted with it and am equally so now." Constructed in 1808 on a bluff overlooking the right bank of the Missouri using lands purchased from the Osage, Fort Osage quickly became a burgeoning trade center along the Missouri River. 81 militiamen and officers under the command of Captain Eli B. Clemson initially occupied the fort. Until 1822, Fort Osage hosted factor George Sibley, who served as part of the 1796 factory system established by President Jefferson to help regulate Western trading posts. The aim was to promote fair trade, especially between Native Americans and those who might look to exploit them. In 1825, Fort Osage became the eastern starting point of the Santa Fe Trail. The military decommissioned the fort in 1827 after the establishment of Fort Leavenworth. Today, guests can still visit a replica of Fort Osage, reconstructed using copies of the original plans during the 1950s.